AC/DC Thunderstruck. Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Jimmy's in the hay house. Sammy's in the hay house.
Just made it.
I know. I saw that. You just got back from your leak. Your leaky.
Yeah.
You decide to take a leak just as the song starts, usually.
Yeah. A lot of times I used to do it before I walked in.
Right.
And then it's like, let me see if I can hold out. And I can never hold out until the show.
I now go upstairs to take my my morning dump.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to see that same person you guys saw.
Oh, yeah, you will. But a little later in the day.
A little later? When does he drop his trousers?
I'm guessing after a nice runny egg breakfast. Someone brings him. Probably has a nice fucking soupy egg breakfast. And he has to duck walk to the fucking shitter.
The guy we're talking about, it looks like he enjoys a good sloppy breakfast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of hot sauce, a lot of bacon maybe.
Yeah, bourbon shits.
I would imagine he's all about cheddar cheese. He doesn't believe in egg whites.
No.
Hell no.
No, he doesn't.
Right?
No.
A lot of butter on his toast, and it's white toast.
Yeah. His wife tells him to slow down. You're eating too much. No, you're right, honey.
No. I got a very stressful job, and I enjoy eating a very good sloppy breakfast.
Most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
Hash browns, probably, right, with a lot of peppers on it. And,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
20 minutes later, he's literally stiff-legging into the bathroom. It's so fun to watch that.
We so needed that yesterday. That's that discussion we had yesterday.
You like to say.
And then at the next break, you guys have a story of one of the biggest fucking guys in this place, almost shitting his pants.
Enjoying his carb-heavy, flavorful breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, as Rob would have said, his morning constitutional.
Yes.
Funny. His fucking legs were straight out.
You think he likes a lot of carbs in the morning?
He starts
his day with a lot of carbs.
And he likes to mix things up. He likes, nothing's plain.
Right.
Sauces, like you said, peppers, a little spice in the morning does him well.
Yes.
What kind of
jelly you think? Just old school grape jelly?
He's a grape jelly old school dude.
On his toast with a lot of butter. Does he put a little treat in there, you think, after breakfast? A little treat? Something even sweeter?
You mean liquor?
No, God, no. I don't want to go down that road.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Based on the sounds?
Yeah, based on the sounds.
Yeah. You think there was some beer involved the night before?
Yeah. Based on the sounds, he had been arrested the night before. He was still drunk. Yeah, that was definitely a hungover shit.
I would imagine he doesn't drink craft beer. It's more just like old school, like Heineken.
Or straight liquor. He's a straight liquor old.
Oh, yeah, you know
old
what?
Old school drunk.
You're probably right.
His
granddad.
His breakfast is meant to absorb everything that happened the night before, his nightcaps.
That's why he's carb heavy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. It was really that bad?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that all day yesterday. It was making me laugh all day.
Yeah. Stop me from coming twice. It was awful.
I see Louis all over the place, huh? His new show's getting, I say that because it's on our screen here.
Oh.
Louis C.K.'s new show starts, new season, I should say,
this Thursday.
And the first reviews are out in the New York papers, and I think it's getting very good reviews.
He must have taped Fallon yesterday, because that yesterday?
Yes. Probably.
That's exactly the outfit he had on last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's dressing up a little bit. He still wears his black T-shirt, but now he's starting to wear a collared shirt over the black T-shirt, but the shirt is, wide open. Not one button to be had.
Yeah, he looks, it's amazing. It's an extremely inappropriate outfit for the lead guest on the Tonight Show.
But he wants to just wear his black T-shirt. But someone's getting to him and saying, look, man, you really are a massive star. You gotta kind of clean it up slightly.
Or separate your appearances by look. People are going to click on this video and just think, this is the same one we saw.
Oh, no,
it's a different outfit.
That's a very good point. This video says Louis C.K. ruined Jimmy's chance to star on the Dana Carvey show. Dana Carvey had what? He had some kind